Vice President John Dramani Mahama has pledged government's commitment to re-equipping the Ghana Armed Forces to enable it to play its role efficiently in promoting the territorial integrity of the country. He said the Ghana Armed Forces serves as a nerve center of the country's security and government will not relent in resourcing it. The Vice President was speaking at the graduation of Course 32 of the Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College in Accra. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College is the highest institution of training in the armed forces, where midstream officers from the rank of Major, Lieutenant Colonel, or their equivalent in the Navy and Air Force are trained for command and staff appointments. This year, 53 students from 12 countries, including Ghana, graduated in courses grouped in three segments: Core and Curriculum Enrichment Program and Academic Studies. The course was successfully completed in 11 months, with the highlight being a joint campaign exercise codenamed Exercise in Kaboom. All the 53 students also graduated with additional postgraduate diploma in Defense and Conflict Studies. They are pioneers of the program being run by GIMPA in collaboration with the Staff College. Vice President John Mahama commended the hierarchy of the college for maintaining a high level of repute and prestige over the years. He said it is the hope of government to transform the college into a degree awarding one to make room for members of the public and sister security services.
I wish to urge the college control board to put in the necessary mechanisms after the basic infrastructure has been provided so as to transform the college into a degree awarding institution. This will benefit not only the military and other security service personnel but also members of the public who are qualified to pursue academic excellence in the college. Government is determined to support all our military institutions to enable them carry out their mandates in the development agenda of the country. We will not relent in our efforts to ensure that the college is well resourced to deliver the excellent course packages that are being offered here. I wish to commend the GET Fund for filling up some of the resource gaps faced by the college, especially in the area of infrastructure development.
The commandant of the Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College, Major General Kwesi Yangson, charged the graduates to seize every opportunity and approach their future assignments with zeal and positive engagement. He also cautioned them to remember that in their various fields of endeavor, the interests of their country must be paramount. Major General Yangson hints of plans to make the college a fully fledged autonomous one.
We are hopeful that when our academic block complex behind us and the construction by the GET Fund is completed, we will be able to extend our academic programs to sister security services, the ministries, departments and agencies, and other public sector organizations subject to the approval of the College Control Board. The college is currently studying a proposal by the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology to introduce a Master of Science degree in logistics at the college. The Ministry of Defense, the College Control Board, and the General Headquarters of the Ghana Armed Forces continue to actively keep the college running. The Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College is desirous to turning this institution into a fully fledged autonomous university with its own accredited programs, which will support our national developmental agenda.
The highest award, the Honor Graduate Award, went to Major Ekwemese Ayosin. This award goes to students who combine high academic performance with the widest military experience, professionalism, best tactical ability, as well as contribute to studies on political, economic, and international affairs. Major Ekwemese Ayosin took home a trophy, an iPad, and an LED flat screen television set. A student from Zambia, Major Nguni, died during the course. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.